message you're about to listen to is by the Assistant General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Pastor J.F. Odeshola, and it's titled, Unlocking Your Locked Destiny. And it's brought to you by Genesis Sound Ministry of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, National Headquarters, Ebutimeta, Lagos. God bless you as you listen.
Father, every hijacker of destiny, They will not hijack the destiny of this, my neighbor. They will not hijack my destiny. And if they have done that, I recover my destiny back. Let him or her recover his or destiny back. Every hijacker of destiny, they will never hijack our destiny. Lord, let it be that none of the hijacker of destiny will hijack my destiny. Thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Pray one prayer for yourself. You are going to say, my Father, my Father. In the land of the living, let my life be loaded with testimony. Let my life be loaded with wonders. Let my life be loaded with miracle. Let me be a walking miracle. Let my life be loaded with unending testimony. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Jehovah is your name. Jehovah is your name. Mighty warrior, ready battle. Jehovah is your name. Jehovah is your name. Salute your majesty. Your excellency, O God, we say thank you. Thank you because you remain the maker of heaven and the earth. You remain our creator. Thank you because you have the license to perfect the imperfection in our life. You have the license to do miracles in our life. Thank you because you are God. You never change. You remain forever. You are the ancient of days. You are the unchangeable changer. You are the rock of ages. You are the mighty king. The omnipresent, omniscient, omnipotent. We say thank you. We worship you, immortal, invisible, the only wise God. You remain the healer. You remain the savior. You remain our friend. You remain the great shepherd. You remain the great shepherd, the good shepherd. We say thank you. You remain our friend. We appreciate you. Our master, our loving master, we say thank you. Our husband, we say thank you. Please accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. As a church, we worship you. As a family of God, we worship you. Individual, we raise our voice to say thank you. Please accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. Lord Almighty, we have come, oh God, to say you are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be honored. Please receive all our thanks. Receive all our praises. This morning we are here. We want to drink from the flood of life. From the water of life. We ask that the Holy Spirit will purify that water and make the water of life, the water of healing, the water of encouragement, the water of comfort, the water of lifting, in the name of Jesus. This morning, everyone that are in with sorrow, Lord, clear their sorrow in the name of Jesus. Every sickness that have defied all diagnosis and prognosis and medication, we ask that this morning You will deal with such in the name of Jesus. King of glory, every diver or whatever problem that approach you in the throne of grace today, treat all those problems with shame in the name of Jesus. And everyone say amen. This particular morning, do a new and a great thing in their life in the name of Jesus. Every destiny that has been locked, unlock that destiny today. As your word proceed, let your word save. Let your word heal. Let your word encourage. Let your word illuminate. Everyone, young or old, male or female, we won't go back the same today. Holy Spirit, take all the glory in the name of Jesus. We give the glory to you now. I humble myself, my head, my heart, and my mouth, I surrender to you. On this holy altar, where my fathers have stood, and they are still standing, I will not misbehave in the name of Jesus. And let the blessing of God be released to all of us in the name of Jesus. Those who are watching us through internet or through any media, and some of them are sharing testimony, and they are also sharing their prayer requests. Please answer their prayer today in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Let someone say, amen. Let someone say, amen. Talk to your neighbor and tell them that you are connected to the giver of miracle. You will get your miracle. So tell 3 people at least. Hallelujah. Amen. You will get your miracle to the fullness in the name of Jesus. I'm sure that you know that tonight is the 7th night of our 7th night of possibility. If you have not been at, thank you. If you want to clap, I want to clap for Jesus. So if you are yet to be in attendance, they said in my place, the sun outside can still dry the wet clothes. So you can still join 6 to 10 p.m. tonight. And the Lord Almighty will bless you in Jesus' name. And please remember also that every Saturday we are always in the market for evangelism. The Lord has given us a blessing in His house. This is number one church of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. And I've had unthinkable miracles. On this altar, how cancer disappeared without prayers. How, somebody was just wondering. And there are people who belong to other denominations. Some of them are not redeemed. The one who gave testimony about cancer is a Baptist. So, and those of us in the house, make use of what you have in the house. Now, this is where this same place is where the founder of this church has stood before he passed to glory. That's where our father in the Lord, Daddy Gio, is standing, Mommy Gio, and all our great leaders. And you have to be number one. The one that people will say, no wonder he's from number one church. And you must also carry number one responsibility. The Lord will bless you in Jesus' name. Tell your neighbor, pastor is talking to you in particular. Now this morning, I want to talk about unlocking your locked destiny. Unlocking your locked destiny. Psalm 105, verse 17 to 22. Unlocking your locked destiny. Please carefully follow me this morning and see what we'll get out of this. Now, Psalm 105, verse 17 to 22. He sent a man before them, even Joseph, who was sold for a servant, whose feet they hurt with fetters. He was laid in iron until the time his word came. The word of the Lord tried him. The king sent and loosed him, even the ruler of the people, and let him go free. He made him lord of his house and ruler of all his substance. to bind his princes at his pleasure and teach his senators wisdom. May the Lord bless the reading and hearing of his word in the name of Jesus. Unlocking the locked destiny. Just as you have doors in the physical realm, we also have doors in the spiritual realm. Your experience in life, what you are going through, or what is going through you, is actually determined by the type of door that is open or closed in the spiritual realm. The reality is that many people are walking in the world we live, and they are walking under closed doors. Their destiny has been locked. No matter how strong you are, how heavily, how anointed, I mean, how rich, how hefty you are, when you get to a door and it's closed, you can do anything until you bring key in. Possession may be inside, but you can't access it. Doors is the one that give you entrance into what you can get. What are we saying? How do we determine locked destiny? When you know you are qualified for things, you are able to do things, you merited it, but it did never come to your hand. You are passing through what they call the mere success syndrome. I mean, what you enjoy in life as blessing is determined by the door that is open or locked against you. I want to use Joseph as a case study this morning. I mean, because the door that is open to you will determine how you do, how you fear a destiny. And look at this story we read this morning, the case of Joseph is here. The Bible said, he sent a man before them, even Joseph, who was sold for a servant, whose feet they hurt with fetters. He was laid in iron. That was the expression of a locked destiny. Joseph was a victim of a sensual transaction. He was a victim of satanic exchange. They sold his destiny. They sold him as a servant. They used money to buy him. His brethren sold him. He was destined to be the first, but his brethren sold him to Egypt. He was destined to be the greatest. His brothers sold him. He was supposed to be number one. He became number 11. Do you know why? They sold his destiny before he was born. The benefit of that tribe was to be his as the firstborn. But before anything could happen, before his mother born him, they sold his destiny. The Bible said, he sent a man before them, even Joseph, that was sold as a servant. See, you are familiar with the story. Now when Jacob intended to marry, it was Rachel he wanted to marry. He labored for Rachel for 7 years. After 7 years, guess who they gave to him? Leah. We are talking about exchange of destiny. Joseph was to be the firstborn, Reuben. Now, and you see, this man called Jacob, because they veiled the wife after 7 years. was there. And he went to the father-in-law and said, "Oh, I labor for Rachel. Why did you give me Leah?" The father said, "Shut up. The way what we do here is that we don't give the junior for a wife until the senior has gone. And as if it was orchestrated, as soon as Leah got into the house, she was giving birth. Reuben was not supposed to be number one. Joseph was to be. But there are certain foundational problems that happen before you are born. Every foundational problem that have exchanged your destiny, today you will take it back in the name of Jesus." He labored for another 7 years. And he got richer. Because manipulation has taken place. Instead of Joseph to be number one, he became number 11. It was satanic manipulation to change the destiny of Joseph. But thank God that Joseph got it back. Open with me to the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 5. 1 Chronicles chapter 5, verse 1 to 2. 1 Chronicles chapter 5, verse 1 to 2. "Now the sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, for he was the firstborn, but for as much as he defiled his father's bed, his birthright was given unto the sons of Joseph, the son of Israel, and the genealogy is not to be reckoned after the birthright." Look at it, verse 2. "For Judah prevailed above his brethren, and of him came the chief ruler, but the birthright was Joseph." Tell your neighbor, I will get my birthright back. I will get my destiny back. He took back his birthright. We also take your own inheritance back in the name of Jesus. Before he was born, they took it from him. There are certain battles that wait for people before they are born. They are called foundational battles. I don't know what your experience has been, but the expression of not destiny is when you are denied of your rightful inheritance in life. You are qualified for it, you merited it, though you have what it takes, but some evil force, some spiritual terrorists, spiritual hijackers, they are standing in the realm of the spirit to resist and to lock your destiny. I heard the story of a sister. She was telling a pastor. He said, "Sir, I don't know what happened to my life. I don't know." She said, "My parents, they are from Nigeria. I was born in the UK. I relocated to the US. I have three citizenships: Nigeria, US, and UK. And I have three PhDs. But do you know, sir, I cannot even get the work of a cleaner." You know why? Locked destiny. When a destiny is locked, certificate will not work. It will not work for the fellow. Beauty will fail. They will pass the one that is beautiful and marry the ugly. Everything naturally that will have worked for you, they work against that fellow. Look at Joseph, for example. Joseph was super intelligent. He could interpret dreams. Even the one the dreamer cannot remember, he interpreted his own dream. He interpreted the dream of the buckler and the baker. But his destiny was locked. When he interpreted the dream in the prison, he said, "Please, when you get to the palace, remember me." The man said, "As I'm going to the palace, you are the one I will first mention. But for 2 years, If he never remember. It's, you know what happened? Lot destiny. You may have the governor as your relative. People that are highly placed as your relative. If your destiny is locked, they will not even see you. I pray every destiny that has been locked out today, especially in this arena and the time of our possibility, God will open that destiny in the name of Jesus. When your destiny is locked, promotion will be far away. When you try to do something that works for others, it doesn't work for that fellow. Everywhere Joseph, before his destiny was open, everywhere he went, it's like something is following him. He took food for his brother in the desert. Somebody who brings food for you in the desert, what should you do to him? Instead of thanking him, what would they do? They said, let's kill this dreamer. Let's kill him. They handed him over to the house of Potiphar. Potiphar's wife lied against him. When the destiny of a man is locked, if he does good for people, instead of rewarding him, they will punish him. He sent a man before them. No time to take that phrase and go far and go with it. But let me see. When a man's destiny is locked, life becomes hard for that man. When a man's destiny is locked, life becomes tough. When a man's destiny is locked, something that will have helped him, I don't know whether the English is correct, that thing will dishelp him. Even road that opened naturally for everyone will become closed when it comes to his turn. It's because his destiny is locked. Nothing favor him. Nothing work for him. It is because the destiny is locked. Even weather and climate will work against him. Situation and circumstances will work against him. That's why we need to look at certain things this particular morning. Look, don't just base that I can speak in tongues alone. When you notice certain traits in your life, or in the life of your children, even your husband or your wife, don't take it on the face value. Because if care is not taken, some people destiny will remain locked because of their carelessness and lethargy, carefree attitude. They will not be able to assess what belongs to them. But once you have the knowledge that your destiny could be opened, you are done. Have you had that testimony of one Professor Obia? I mean, it was a very great testimony. He was traveling from Lagos to somewhere in Benin or Delta. And so the robbers, highway robbers, they came across his path. And the driver ran into the bush. And they told this man, who is a believer, lie down. And he said to the group of robbers, if not because of this toy that you carry in your hand, will you be able to confront me? And he had the head of the gang say, shoot him. And he said, I know by understanding that if you hear the sound of a gun, it means you are not dead. That they actually shot him. But the man, the gun didn't do anything on him. When you know what belongs to you and you go for it, God is able to do what he meant to do. When a man's destiny becomes locked, life begins to react against him. Look at that passage again, where he said they sent a man before them, even Joseph. But let me leave that alone, because that's not where I'm going. It's the second part. I want to discuss about a few points. Now, in Psalm 105, verse 20 to 22. Now, look at it. He said, the king sent and loosed him, even the rulers of the people, and let him go free. He made him the lord of his house, ruler of his substance, to bind his princes and at his pleasure, and teach his senator wisdom. You can see the distinction between destiny that was locked and open. Different. What happened? What happens when your destiny is open? Let's see what happened when the destiny of Joseph opened. Now, he got more than what he bargained for. He wanted to go free. He just wanted to be released and go to go and meet his father. He was loose to go with total freedom. They made him ruler. Promotion, instant. He became a champion of champions. His days of loss were compensated for. His word became authority. He was honored. How do we know that the destiny of this man? How do we know that your destiny has opened? How do we know that the destiny of Joseph was open? Let me give you about seven things. Number one, when your destiny is open, the law of nature will be suspended for you. Whatever have disqualified you will be waived for you. The regulating laws of life will be put on hold for your sake. See, Joseph was a prisoner. And suddenly, when his destiny was open, the man who happened to be linked to the palace said, I remember my sin today. 2 years ago, there was a boy I met. And they said, go and bring him. And they brought a prisoner to the palace to come and interpret the dream. They took him with us because his destiny was open. He came to the palace. They called him out of prison. The second thing I want you to take note, divine forgetfulness will be turned to remembrance. When your destiny is open, divine forgetfulness will be turned to remembrance. The butler remembered him. He came to the palace to interpret the dream of the king. And why? Look at it. When he finished the interpretation of the dream, he told Pharaoh, I want to go back to the myself. And the Pharaoh asked him, which cell are you? He said, cell SCC. Cell SCC. He said, which one is that? Serious crime cabin. Serious crime cabin. Oh. And remember, in that palace, all the cabinet ministers were there. The executive arm of the government, the chief justice of Federation of Egypt was there. Potiphar was also there. And the king said, you are the one who interpreted this dream. And he talked to the cabinet, your excellencies and our excellencies, is there anyone that has solution as this man has suggested? They said, nobody. And the king said, appoint him right away. I appointed you right away as a prime minister. See, that leads me to point number three. Sorry that I have to do now. Number three is that when your destiny is open, opposition will be perpetually silenced. Now, remember, Potiphar was there in the palace. He didn't say this man is a criminal, a rapist. He attempted to rape my wife. He kept silent. Now, all the executive cabinet that were there, they didn't say, this man, we know what happened in any politics. You have to be a citizen. Was he a citizen? Was Joseph a citizen? Now, does he carry a party card? He carry a party card. Because the prime minister have to form the cabinet. Did he go for vote? They declare him. And then you'll be the prime minister. All opposition, they are silent. I pray for someone today, because your destiny will be open. Every opposition in your life will be silenced in the name of Jesus. And they say, okay, Mr. Joseph, can you take your place? And as he was walking, moving to take his place, they said, Pharaoh said, excuse me, Mr. Joseph, where is your wife? He said, sir, I don't have wife. He said, it's an error, but I have already pronounced you prime minister. Do you want to marry now? He said, when? The king said, now. And Joseph said, sir, I'm not even engaged. Okay, Pharaoh said, I have a beautiful daughter. Will you want to marry my daughter? Joseph said, my parents are not here to pay dowry. The king said, no, I will pay the dowry and I will receive it. So he called the daughter out and said to the daughter, do you really like this man? And the daughter smiled. He's a man of my dream. And so, like I told you before, shortest marriage ever conducted in history. They started courtship within 1 hour, and the marriage was solemnized. And so the man walked to the throne and sat down there. Became the prime minister of Egypt. Where you have been rejected, abandoned, misused, the God of remembrance, the same God is them yesterday and today, we remember you in the name of Jesus Christ. I wonder when they salute, what Potiphar will do. Potiphar was there in the cabinet for his former servant. He will now say, Your Excellency, sir. See, when your destiny is open, you have what they call a customized blessing. In the dynasty history of Egypt, I tried to look at the Bible. Joseph was the only prime minister. What we have is Pharaoh. That position was customized for him. When your heaven, your destiny is open, you have what they call customized blessing. That is, that position will be reserved for you. I pray today, the blessing that will single you out as a man, a woman that is favored by God, God will give to you in the name of Jesus. Number five, what he struggled for years, what he has been looking for 30 years, happened someone, not tomorrow, but today. What you have been waiting for, what you have been looking for, as you leave the house of God today, that thing will be looking for you in the name of Jesus. What he's been looking for in decades, what delivered to him is second. When your destiny is open, what happened? Hard things become simple. The dream of the king was not hard for Joseph. Oh, you say, oh, king, that's okay. Interpretation of the dream of the king. Very simple. Very simple. I told you about my story when I was working as an engineer or something like that. That I keep praying that my company will have challenges that I will not have the solution. God give you a special wisdom to be able to solve certain problems. That was what happened to Joseph. When your destiny is open, impossibility become sweetless testimony. That's number 7. Sweetless testimony. Limitation of life become lifted. Embargoes becomes outstanding testimonies. When your destiny is open, I pray today, every locked destiny in this house, the Lord will open it in the name of Jesus. Let me say this to you. It doesn't matter what level of life you are. Thank God for where God has taken you to. But there is more in your life that you can release to better this generation. More. 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 You are too more. You are too. You are greater. The greatness of your life is more than what the realm you are now. But look at it. Because of a time. What is the force that unlock locked destiny? What is the force? In verse 19. Put up verse 19 for us. The guy in the house. Verse 19 of the same place. Now look at what he said in verse 19. He said in that particular passage, he said, until the time that the word came, the word of the Lord tried them. What is it that we're talking about? Until the time the word came. What is the force that unlocked the Lord's destiny? Force of word. Every battle of life, they originated by word. Angels fight angels. You use spiritual things to confront spiritual things. If you are going to win in life, if your life will be meaningful in life, it has to be by the word. The Bible said, until the word came. The word came. The force that unlocked the locked destiny is the force of word. I don't have the time. There are 7 levels of words. But I'm not going that route this morning. But there are 3 things I want to mention on the word. How will I use this to unlock my destiny? Number 1, you need word to remind him. Word to remind him. Isaiah chapter 43 verse 26. Isaiah 43 verse 26. God said, put me in remembrance and let us be together.
reminding
those things that he has said about those who believe in him, the force of word. Remind him that his word says, if any man is in Christ, he's a new creature. Sin cannot defile me. Remind him, as many as believe him, he gave them power to become sons of God. Word reminds him. Number two, how do I use this word to unlock my locked destiny? Word of prophecies. Word of prophecies. In Ezekiel 37, verse 4, verse 7, verse 10. Ezekiel 37, verse 4, verse 7, verse 10. He said, the Bible said, God told Ezekiel, prophesy the word of prophecy until the time the word came. The word must come. We are not talking about philosophy, theology, psychology. No, we are not talking about all that thing. We are talking about the bibliology of the wordology. The word, the prophecy. And number three, the word of decree. The word of decree. Job 22, 28. If your destiny will be open, it has to be by the level of the word. The word will get it open. The grass withered, flower fade. The word of our God shall stand forever. Have you noticed that your destiny is locked? What do you think is responsible for stillbirths, late marriages, unusual misfortune experience? It could be because the destiny is locked. What worked successfully for others doesn't seem to work. That was the story of Joseph before the Lord unlocked his destiny. Don't say, I have a promise. Joseph asked him, have more than Abraham, also Jacob. Look at them. There's an experience they have to go through. What is your own experience? But let me say this to you. The first thing you need to do if you have not given your life is to give your life. And if you have given your life, is to enter into the realm of the word until the time the word came. The force of word has always unlocked destiny. What is your situation this morning? God is here in the house to do something unusual in your life. Rise up with me, let us pray. Lord, let my destiny that has been locked be open. You, my destiny, hear the word of the Lord. Open my locked destiny. You can do it over your children. If your any of your children are misbehaving, maybe their destiny is locked. Maybe it's your husband or your wife. Maybe it's one of your siblings. Every locked destiny around me, I speak the word of God here and be open in the name of Jesus. Beloved brother, I want you to do the prayer. I have just one more minute, so please do the prayer. Lord, let my destiny be open. Joseph was to be the firstborn, but they took it from him before he was born. But he got it back. He got it back by the way he reacted. He got it back by the way he walked with the Lord in holiness. He got it back. Oh Lord, my locked destiny. It could be your head that is locked. You have money, but your head is locked. Some of you, it could be your money that is locked. You have good health, but you don't have money. It could be something around you that doesn't really work. Lock destiny. Unlocking the locked destiny. Every destiny of my life, every destiny of people around me that have been locked, open in the name of Jesus. Open. In the name of Jesus, open. Every locked destiny, open. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Close your eyes, everyone. I'm about to pray. I'm going to build on this in the evening. When your door is open, what happened? So don't miss the evening one. Tell you 7 things that will happen to you when your destiny is open. If you are here this morning, you know your destiny is locked, but not exclusively because of Satan. You know, somehow you have not been able to release your life. Please come and meet me here. Let me pray with you. My time is fully used. If you are coming, just come directly to me. Let me pray with you. And I will hand over the mic. You know that I don't need that. Just stand up. There is a key that unlocks the locked destiny. And when it is locked, something else. So I will pray with you now, just as you come, just tell him, Lord, unlock my locked destiny. Anywhere, unlock my locked destiny. You are my Father, unlock my locked destiny. Please, if you are coming, I want to pray with you briefly. Unlock my locked destiny. My Father, unlock my unlocked destiny. And please, if your life is not regularized, tell him, Lord, let your blood cleanse me. Beloved brother, beloved sister, you have come to the throne of grace and is able, is capable, is willing. Thank you, Jesus. We worship you. Until the time the word came, the word of the Lord tried him. Thank you, Jesus. We worship you. Father eternal, we thank you for the people that are here by the throne of grace. Join your hand together. Let me just join my hand. Let the pastor come and join the hand with me. That is heaven, please, sir. Come and join your hand with me. I want to pray with you quickly. Join your hands together. I want to pray just briefly with you now. Father eternal, we thank you this morning. You are the Lord of glory. Lord, I'm standing here with great men and women of God so that every locked destiny could be unlocked. All these people by your throne of grace. Let the blood of Christ, the blood that was shed on Golgotha, cleanse them from all their iniquity in the name of Jesus Christ. Today, your locked destiny will be open in the name of Jesus. In any area that your destiny has been locked, I command by the authority that I have been standing on this altar, I enter into the anointing that has stood on this altar, the anointing of the Father, the anointing of my Father in the Lord, and all the fathers in the Lord who have walked and climbed this altar. I enter into that anointing and I decree every long destiny forced in the life of the people that are by this altar be opened in the name of Jesus. Everyone under the sound of my voice, every long destiny, hear the voice of the Lord. I stand in the office that God has put me. Every locked destiny,
Be humble in the name of Jesus. Be humble in the name of Jesus. Be humble in the name of Jesus. Be open 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 in the name of Jesus.
Everything in your life that have refused to respond, you have prayed, you have fasted, you have done what you know, but refused to respond today by the talking of the word of God. Let them respond in the name of Jesus. As you march away from this church today, you are marching into another grand of heaven. You are marching into a high level of destiny. All those who have been mocking you before, they will come and bow. Without raising a finger, God will take over your battle in the name of Jesus. Anything in your life, they call it sickness, they call it sorrow, they call it hatred, whatever mark and stigma of evil, whatever mark and stigma that doesn't represent peace, I command it to be wiped away by the blood in the name of Jesus. This week will be a week of joy, a new level of favor. You will serve the Lord and we will reign with him. Thank you, Eternal Father. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you, sir. Let somebody say amen. Amen. Let somebody say amen, Pastor Devon. Well, I want to encourage you to please, as much as possible, I want everybody to be here in the evening. The Almighty God will bless you in Jesus' name. Jam your hand together for Jesus.
For listening, I am sure you have been blessed by the message. For inquiries, please contact Genesis Sound Ministry of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, National Headquarters, 129 Redemption Way, Ebutemeta, Lagos, or call 080-2918-9670 or 080-9338-1518. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever.